you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we bless your name, God. We magnify you, God. We exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. Hallelujah, God. We just lift up our voices and we praise you, Lord. We praise you. I praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us, God. And we just want to tell you how much we appreciate you. We love you, God. Hallelujah. We just thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for being an ever-present help, God. Thank you, God. Always being there, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for showing up. Hallelujah. Showing out, Father God, on our behalf, God. Thank you, Father God, for letting us know who you are, God. Thank you, Father God, for opening up our heart, Father God. Oh, God, and entering in. Thank you, God, for your very presence, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you for regulating our mind. Thank you, Father God, for seeing about your people. Thank you, God, for caring so much, Father God, that you sent your only son. Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for everything that you've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for taking time out to be with us, Lord God. Lord God, and not only us, Father God, you are so big, God, that you can be here, there, and over there, and back here, Father God. We just thank you for being the God that you are, Father God, all-knowing, Father God, knowing it all. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, that we can come to you, God, and pour out our heart to you, God. Give you everything, every concern, Father. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you, God, that we can bring it all to you and lay it at your feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give you every concern, God, every disturbance, God, any and everything, God, that has us, God, all messed up, Father God. We can give it all to you, Lord God, and we just thank you, Father God. Thank you, God. We can give you it all, Father God. So we come before you right now, God. We lay our hearts before you, our minds, our thoughts, our everything, Father God, that's been happening, Lord God, in our lives, in our children's lives, in our families' lives, God, in our neighbors' lives, God, we just bring it all to you. We lay it at your feet, God, because we don't want to carry it, Lord God. We don't want to, Father God, and I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, take this cup, Father God. Take it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, because we don't want it, Father God. This is for you, Father God, because your hands, Lord God, are big enough, Father God, to take care of everything, God. You are greater than any and everything, Father God, that is happening, Father God. So we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we lift up, Lord God, that person, Father God, that's gone missing. We lift them up before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that person that has segregated themselves, Father, in the name of Jesus, has decided, Father God, that it's better for them to be alone, Father God. Oh, God, they have allowed the pain. They have allowed the pain, Father God. They have allowed hate. They have allowed the suffering, Father God, to separate them. They have allowed the stuff, Father God, to take them out of the presence of you, Father God, to take them away from people that can intercede on their behalf, that will fight for them. They have allowed the enemy to trick them and enslave them and trap them, Father. I ask you in the name of Jesus, go after that person, Father God, that has segregated themselves, Lord God, and locked themselves away, put themselves in a box, Father God, where no one can get to them, Father God. Lord God, even in their heart. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that you would reach down, God, in the name of Jesus and break through every wall that has been erected, every lie, everything, Father God, that is hindering, Father God. Oh, God, your people to come out of that dark place, out of that misery, out of the suffering, Father God, when you came that they may have life, God, and have it, oh, God, more abundantly, God. And God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, go after them, Father God, because I know you can. I know you can deliver. I know you can make them free, God. I know, Father God, that you can go there, Father God, and change their perspective, Father God. I know, Father God, that you can help them, Father God, with their relationship with you. I know, Father God, that you can be intimate with them and heal, God, everything that's going on the inside. Father, I know, Father God, that you can put that love inside of them, Father God. When they would look at things different, they would look at people different. They will forgive those people that hurt them. They will forgive, Father God, and they will gain an understanding and appreciating for everything, God, they have gone through. And they will worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, go after your people, God, that have walked away, Father God, and slandered and defamed, Lord God, your leaders, Father God. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, go after those, Lord God, who have walked away from their fathers, their mothers, their sisters, and their brothers. Oh, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, because they were deceived, God, manipulated. They had their notions, Father God. They were thinking wrong. They were looking at the whole situation wrong, Father God. And it may have been some selfishness and some greed. Oh, God, and some jealousy and envy, Father God. But hallelujah. I'm asking you, Father God, to reconcile your people back together. Bring, God, the families back together. Bring the marriages back together. Bring the relationships back together. Oh, God, that everybody can be cordial and truly love from sincerity. Oh, God, and forgive, Lord God, and throw it away, Father God, just like you do. Throw it all away, God, because it's not worth it. Life is too short. I'm asking you, God, to help them, Father God, to come out of that place, Lord God. Oh, God, I'm being so defensive, Father God, and always wanting to point and blame, Father God, other people, Father God. Help us to take accountability for our own actions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to change our perspectives, Lord God. Oh, God, as we reach your word, Father God, as we, God, seek after your kingdom and your righteousness, Father God, as we renew our minds in your, with your word, Father God, as that word begins to go down to our hearts, God, we're asking you to reshape us. Oh, God, created us a clean heart, renew a right spirit. Oh, God, some of us have some very ugly attitudes, thinking and, oh God, so negative. God, I'm asking you, Lord. God, change our perspectives. Remove the barriers. Remove that rebellion, that stubbornness, the hardness of the heart, God. You can crack it open, Father God. You can crack it open, Father God, that it will never, ever, ever be closed again. It won't be shaken or moved, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Ask you, Father God, that you help your people to get past the past, Lord God. That they don't hold on to the pain and hurt and still ask you why, Father God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help your people understand, Father God, that they had to go through what they went through to make them what you want them to be. Just shake them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, touch their minds, Lord. Touch their minds, God, to help their hearts to receive and accept everything, Father God, that you're doing in our lives, things that you have allowed to happen. Father God, I'm asking you, heal their land as they repent and turn unto you. And those that just need a little bit more help, God, give them an understanding. Give them clarity. Give them hope. Give them the peace that they need, Father God. And give them the courage to say, I'm sorry. Give them the courage, Father God, to apologize. Give them the courage, the greatest one of all, is to forgive and love, God. Forgive and love, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Detach any and every spirit that is not of you, Father God. Any and everything, Father God, that is not of you, Lord. Let it not, oh God, overtake them and take them out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, but let the communication flow, God. Oh God, let the communication continue, Father God. Let them not have any, Lord God, preconceived notions, preconceived ideas. Oh God, but let them come with a clean slate and develop a whole new relationship, Lord God. coming from a perspective of its ownerness in the past. Let's start anew. Let's start afresh. God, you give us new mercies every day. God, help us to be merciful unto others, Father God, just like you. Oh, God, I'm asking you, God, in the name of Jesus, tear down every wall, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Expose the lies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, help your people, God, to come into agreement with your word in the name of Jesus, and come into agreement, Father God, what you have ordained for their life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let them run right into you. Let them run smack dab into your face and surrender all, Father God. Fall on their faces, Lord God. Repent and turn, Father God. And say, Lord, you was right, Father God. You are right on the long, God. Coming into agreement, Father God, with your will and your purpose and the plan that you have. And that is all of us to get to that place, Lord God, in the beginning when you said we are good. Everything is good. Oh, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Remove all fear, all doubt, and help all unbelief, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you for help your people, Lord. Oh, God, to serve you, Lord, with everything that's within them, Father God. It's all about you. It's all about you, Father God. Wherever we may be, God, let us remember, Father God, it's all about you, Father God. God, help us, Lord God, to learn, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be more of a servant, Father God, and do everything that's up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Not looking for a pat on the back, not looking for an accolade, or not looking for any recognition, but Father God, just knowing, Father God, that you approve. Oh, God, that you approve, God, seeking after you, God. Seeking, God, hungering after you, thirsting after you, wanting to know you better, wanting more of you in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Father God. Oh, God, oh, God, break every chain, Father God. Break every chain, Lord God. Break every yoke, God. Any yokes that are not yoked up to you, break it and destroy it, Father God. Uproot them, God, that was planted, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask, Lord God, oh God, that you release, Lord God, the understanding, Father God, the wisdom and the knowledge. We are asking you, Father God, to help us to make the right decisions, to choose to go right or choose to go left, God, and follow after you wherever you go, Father God. Wherever your spirit lead, Father God, let us follow, Father God. Unashamed, not afraid, not fearful. Father God, trusting you, hallelujah. Trusting you, trusting you. Oh God, some of us say it's harder. Oh God, said it's, or Father, it's easier said, oh God, than done. Oh God, but Father God, Lord God, you are capable and more than capable, Father God, oh God, to change that that's in the heart, removing every hindrance, Lord God, for your people to truly, Father God, give it all over to you. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. God, that Lord God, call your people, Father God, to a place, oh God, when they confess the release, Lord God. Oh God, and not half doing, not partially doing it. Oh God, but help us all, God, to confess openly, Father God, unashamed, not worrying about what people say or what people think. Oh God, and not being prideful and haughty, God, but releasing the stuff, God, that we can get the help that we need spiritually as well as naturally, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, remove that competitive spirit in the name of Jesus. Remove that compromising spirit in the name of Jesus. Remove that spirit of entitlement, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And remove that spirit will cause your people just to settle for less. You said, nevertheless, let your people not settle. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know, Father, you can restore. So we're asking you, God, to restore our souls in the name of Jesus. Order our steps. God, we need your direction, Father God. God, we need your voice. God, we need your very presence. We can do nothing without you, God. So we're asking you, Father God, help us, God, in the name of Jesus, to walk circumspect, walk holy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Walk holy, Father God. Keep in our bodies, keep in our minds, God. Keep in our tongues, God. Because the tongue, Father God, can destroy a person. The tongue, God. Oh, God, help us to eat the good of the land through our tongue, Father God. Keep in our tongues, Lord. God, I ask you, help us with our tongues, Lord. That we just don't speak any old thing, Father God. That we don't talk any old kind of way. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, to keep our tongues, bridle our tongues, and even our thoughts, Father God, that we will shut it down before it goes any further. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just bless you and we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to bring all these concerns before you. Oh, God, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you have already done, and what you're getting ready to do. God, prepare us for. We don't want to miss you, Lord God. We don't want to miss what you got going on, Father God. God, prepare us, Lord God, that we can get what you have for us now and even to come. God, prepare us, Lord. Prepare our minds. Prepare our hearts. Prepare our wills. Oh, God, prepare us, God, spiritually as well as naturally. Prepare us, Lord, through God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't even look on things the same way, Father God. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, your will be done, Lord. Your will be done, Lord. In the midst of it all, Father God, touch the children. Let them not be deceived by what they see and what they hear, Father God. But raise them up, Father God. Raise them up to be arrows that can be shot out, Father God. According to your will, your purpose, and your plan, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just bless you and we thank you. Oh, God, because it's all because of you. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, for releasing your word, for teaching us, Lord God, for helping us, Lord God, each and every day, God. We just bless you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. God, we thank you for your very presence. Oh, God, let there be safe travels, Lord God, as your people go, God, here and there, as they come here and go home, Father God, let there be safe travels, so no accidents or incidents. God, let your word go forth. Let us edify, teach, and grow. And let us do it with love, Lord. Not with any hidden motives. But Father God, because we want to see each person grow and more, but God, become more mature. In the name of Jesus, God, let your spirit flow in this place. In the name of Jesus, let us not lean to our own understanding in the midst of it all, Father God. And we bless you. We thank you, Father God. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.